Isang malaking alalahanin ng bansang Australia ang paglaganap ng identity crime o krimen na may kinalaman sa pagnanakaw ng pagkakakilanlan. Dahil dito maraming negosyo, mga individual pati ang gobyerno ng bansa ang nalugi. Pero kung may kaalaman ng isang tao kung paano nangyayari ang identity theft o pagnanakaw sa pagkakakilanlan, makakatulong ito para maprotektahan ang iyong personal na impormasyon at mapababa ang peligro na maging biktima. Paliwanag ni Dr. Soranga Sineveratne, isang senior lecturer ng Security sa School of Computer Science sa Sydney University, maituturing ang pangyayari na identity theft kung ang personal na impormasyon ng isang tao ay ninakaw at ginamit para sa mapanlinlang na layunin at pinansyal na pakinabang.
This usually involves a scammer or an attacker taking a credit card on behalf of someone else, or in worst case, like taking a tax return, social benefits, or even a loan by exploiting or by using personal information of someone else. The target person might be totally oblivious to the fact that actually he's being exploited.
Ayon sa ScamWatch, ito ang isang website na pinangangasiwaan ng Australian Competition and Consumer Commission o ACCC para turuan ang publiko sa pagkilala, pag-iwas at pag-report ng mga scam. Umaabot na kasi sa $568 milyong ang nalugi ng bansa sa taong 2022 dahil sa scam. Ang bilang na ito ay kumakatawan lamang sa halos 80% ng pagtaas mula sa naiulat na pagkalugi noong nakaraang taon, na umabot lamang sa mahigit $320 milyong. Dahil ang mga biktima ng scam ay hindi nagsusumbong o nagre-report sa mga otoridad, kaya naniniwala ang mga eksperto ang statistics na ito ay kaunti lamang sa tunay na bilang. Maraming paraan ang ginagawang identity theft. Kasama dito ang pagnanakaw ng data, ang phishing, scamming, social engineering, hacking at dumpster diving. Tandaan, maaaring mangyari ang identity theft online o offline o kombinasyon ng dalawa. Paliwanag ng Deputy Chair ng ACCC na si Catriona Low, kahit ang kaunting impormasyon na makukuha nila kapag naipon, malaki na ito para sa mga scammers.
Things like your name, your address, your phone number on their own probably can't do a lot, but potentially when combined with other pieces of information, they become more powerful. There are identity documents that are particularly sought after. So the ones to be particularly careful about are driver's license, passport, and Medicare card. But even simple documents like old bills or bank statements can still provide some valuable information.
Dagdag ni Dr. Low, ang mga scammers ay naghahanap din ng larawan at impormasyon tungkol sa pamilya mo sa pamamagitan ng social media.
We hear of instances where scammers might utilize photographs from a social media feed or other details that, again, can be used to pad out, if you like, the fake picture that the scammers are creating. So again, the message really is be very careful about sharing personal information.
Ang tanong, ano ang ginagawa ng mga cyber criminals sa mga impormasyong nakalap? Sabi ni Dr. Low, depende ito sa kalidad at dami ng personal na impormasyon ang nakuha ng scammers.
They might access and drain your own bank account. They might open new bank accounts in your name or take out loans or lines of credit. They might take out a phone plan or other contracts. They might seek to purchase expensive goods in your name, gain access to online government services, try and access your email to get even more sensitive information. They might access your social media account and impersonate you, or indeed they might use that identity as the foundation of new scams.
Kaya inirekomenda nito na pag-isipan ng maraming beses bago isulat ang mga personal na detalye sa mga hindi pamilyar na website. Kabilang dito ang online shops.
Don't open suspicious texts or emails, and don't click on links in those emails. Delete the emails or the text. If you have received a contact from an organization, if you're wondering if it's legitimate, don't use the details in the text or in the message. independently verify the contact details of the organization.
Ayon naman kay Sarah Cavana, ang manager ng community outreach ng ID Care, ito ang nagbibigay ng cyber support service sa Australia at New Zealand sa National ID. Dapat ding mag-ingat sa mga tawag sa telepono na humihingi ng personal na impormasyon.
Being very wary of callers or emails requesting that you provide remote access to your computer or mobile device, and also requests to download apps or programs on your computer in order to provide them access. Always be cautious when providing any of your personal information, especially if it includes your credentials, such as your driver license, passport, Medicare, or bank login details. You want to be absolutely certain that you've verified that the person is who they say that they are.
Dagdag nito, itago ng mabuti ang mga dokumento na may personal na impormasyon, lalo na kung babiyahe. Sirain din ang mga sulat sa mailbox na may personal information na hindi mo na kinakailangan. At higit sa lahat, gumawa ng strong password sa iyong online account.
Make sure you have unique passwords that are long and strong across all of your accounts and never use the same password twice. Set up multi-factor authentication on every account where possible. So that includes your financial accounts, your social media accounts, and your email accounts.
Ngunit paano mo naman masabi kung ikaw ay biktima nga ng identity theft? Lalo't karamihan sa mga biktima ay hindi alam na biktima na sila sa krimen.
Mail stops arriving at their address that they may be expecting. There's items appearing on their bank or credit card statements that they didn't authorize or they don't recognize. Individuals can start to receive bills, invoices, or receipts for goods or services that they did not action. Or all of a sudden in the process of applying for a loan, it's refused due to a poor credit rating, despite the individual not having any negative changes in their financial situation.
Inirekomenda naman ni Cavana na agad ipagbigay alam sa ID Care kung hinala mo na isa kang biktima. Mahalaga din na ipaalam ito sa mga organisasyon para alam kung ano ang iyong gagawin.
You want to go in and reset all your passwords and PINs across your accounts and turn on multi-factor authentication where you can, and then check for any changes in contact details linked to those accounts.
Paliwanag ni Andrew Grant, isang senior lecturer ng Discipline of Finance at Sydney University, kung naniniwala kang biktima ng identity fraud o panlilin lang, maaari kang humingi ng tulong sa credit reporting companies tulad ng banko o lender para hindi ka mawala ng pera sa iyong account.
Pretending that you are someone else won't work if the lender is unable to access your credit report. Each of the major credit bureaus in Australia will have information about you. The three major bureaus in Australia are Equifax, Experian, and Illion. So if you want to apply for a credit ban to stop anybody being able to obtain your credit report, you need to go to each of the bureaus separately.
Sabi ni Dr. Grant, madali lang ang pag-apply ng credit ban dahil online application lang ito. Pero babala niya, kahit sino maaaring mabiktima nito tulad niya habang nasa ibang bansa.
My phone has face recognition to unlock it, but once you've been incapacitated by having your drink spiked, it is actually quite easy for them to obtain access to your phone. And once they can get inside your phone, they can get through into your banking app, they can get into, you know, find out a lot of personal information through your emails.
Pahabol na payo ni Dr. Low at ng Scam Watch. Dapat maging mas maingat at mapagmatsyag.
Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated. We ask people to remember three key words: stop, think, protect. So stop, think, do I really know who is on the other side of this transaction? And protect. If you are concerned that you might have been a victim of a scam, contact ID Care and your bank and report the matter to Scamwatch.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.